Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
thank you very much. Orla, you are from, you're living in Cork, but you're from Tipperary, is that right?
This is true. I'm from Carrick on Shore, but I'm actually living in Ballinhasig, which is where the Cork goalkeeper, Pat Collins, comes from. So as you can imagine, I've been surrounded the last few weeks. But we do have the two flags out on the road.
Okay, so your son, your six-year-old son, Fionn, and your husband, Johnny, they're both Cork supporters, yeah?
Massive Cork supporters. Even I told Fionn yesterday, I said, you know, you can come to the other side now. You're half tip. He went, no, you're okay.
He said, you're grand, Ma, you're grand.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. And so, Orla, tell us, how do they feel about that? Because the second half was just different, completely different to the first half, wasn't it?
Completely different. I think they thought they had it in the bag at half time. And you know what? I did think so myself, but my God, it was unreal. I don't know what they had during that the half time. I've seen these memes going around of them drinking pints, but no, I don't know. Tipperary must have had some kind of magic oranges because they came out and they were absolutely flying it. It was just unbelievable. Yeah, it was unreal. A great comeback.
Okay. And were they stunned and shocked, Fionn and Johnny?
They were, they were. But then they were like, oh, well, you know, this team won on the day.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's very true. Well, that's very sporting of them. I believe you're a celebrant, a solemnizer. Is that the way to pronounce it?
Yeah, that is, which means I could do legal weddings, yes. I've been busy this weekend now. I had a wedding on Thursday in West Cork and a wedding on Saturday in East Cork. So, yeah, busy time of year for us celebrants, but I love it.
So does that mean you can do it anywhere now, can't you? Isn't that the way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Excellent. Interesting. And it's not just happy occasions. It can be sad occasions as well. And
I've done funerals and baby naming, so a mix of things, but you know, it's all amazing to be part of people's lives at
Absolutely,
big occasions like that.
Very good, fair play to you. Orla McCarthy in Cork then, we'll be watching out for you in the future. So Orla, listen, well done to Tip, hard luck to Cork, and the song that you picked out, now this was set up on Friday, but the song picked out is kind of a, you know, one song fits all, because no matter which way it had gone, this would have worked quite well. So I'm going to let
this
you...
This is what I was thinking.
I'll let you introduce it. Let's do it, Orla. Here we go.
Lovely. Good morning, everyone. Rise and shine for the start of the new week ahead. Congrats to Tip on their win yesterday, All-Ireland Hurling Champions. Commiserations to Johnny and Fionn and all the Cork supporters. Here's the new Radicals with You Get What You Give. Up, Tip! Hit that button, Eno.
Our little game called Waffle that people like to play. They like to play it on their own. They like to play it in their car. They like to play it in their bathroom. They like to play it as they awake in the morning. So good morning to you if you are one of those people. And some people even make up their own versions of it. And I know teachers are doing that. So you're on a well-earned break at the moment with the old summer holidays. But you can still play here on Today FM every morning around about this time. I'm going to give a topic which we haven't given out yet. And then we're going to ask Joseph Casey in Wexford. Well, he's from Wexford. He's working in Tramore this morning in County Waterford. And Joseph's going to have a go at this to try and get the five keywords that I've got written down in front of me. Got to get all five to win €1,000. So a bit of a challenge, but it has been done many times. Joseph, how are you?
Not too bad. Yourself, Ian?
Excellent. Do people call you Joseph all the time? They call you Joe, Joey?
Joe, normally. Joseph, if I'm in trouble with people.
Right, okay. Well, you're not in trouble here, Joe. I want to wish you the best. And I believe you're a carpenter.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you working on at the moment?
Job out in Tramore, across from the amusements there. It's a shop and four or five apartments up on the second floor. So I'm first fix everything, basically, carpentry-wise.
Yeah. Very good. So, and you're doing both the accommodations and the retail as well, yeah?
At the moment.
Shop fitting and all that kind of business, shelving and all that.
Shop fitting, that might be dubbed out, like, but all the Dyson roof and floorboard.
Door surrounds, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, doors, hanging doors.
Saddles.
Saddles.
I'm just trying to think of other words.
Anything with a bit of wood in it there now, it's probably.
Absolutely. Well, good man. It's a great, great skill to have. Fair play to you, Joe. Okay, you ready for this?
I'll give it a go.
Give it a go. See how we get on. I'm going to give you your topic. You've got 30 seconds then to waffle. I would say just try and empty your brain, take a few deep breaths, and let's go for it.
Today's waffle topic is
music and entertainment venues in Ireland.
The O2, Crow Park, Gaelic grounds, Temple Stadium.
Indoors, indoors. Roofs on roofs, ceilings.
Oh, Jesus. I think it's your A stadium, so.
Theatres, you know, that kind of stuff, you know.
Vicar Street.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The one on Dame Street, you know the one on Dame Street.
Myself is going to kill me. Yeah. That'd be perfect for her. Jay Stadium is also starting to come into my head.
The three Olympia was one. The Olympia, the INEC in Glen Eagle in Killarney, and just around, well, across from where you are at the moment, the Marquee in Cork, of course, is in there as well. So we had the three Olympia, Vicar Street, INEC Glen Eagle, the Marquee in Cork, and you said the O2. So we would have given you that on Three Arena, O2, or The Point, because they were all, that's what it's been called. Probably been called a few other things as well. Joe, you're the man. Keep up the great work. All right, cheers. Shauna, how is it going?
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Nice to see you again.
And you too. Yeah. It's good to be reunited.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, just feels
reunited,
right.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yes.
So, how have you been?
Good? I've been good. How was your holidays?
Fantastic.
I know we've kind of had a chat about it already.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll pretend. Yeah. How's your holidays?
How did you get
on? You were away as well, weren't you? For a week.
I was, yes. Potty training.
Our survey said, listen,
yeah, we'll get there.
Children potty training. They're saying, what the hell is going on here?
It will all come good. You know,
it will come good. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
And as we always say, how many 37 and a half year olds do you know who aren't potty trained?
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
so it'll be all right.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With carzone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
So, Shauna, we've got a couple of stories. David Beckham, for example, is there. Hair DIY disaster.
Yes.
Oh, DIY. Yep. That doesn't sound good.
No. And it's nice to know that David Beckham, for all his millions, still does his own hair.
Right.
But when you do anything like that yourself, there are risks involved. And unfortunately, David found out the hard way over the weekend. So Victoria Beckham posted a video to Instagram showing David covering his head with his hands. And here is how it unfolded.
Okay.
What have you done? What have you done?
The thing of the clip has fell off my head. It's not funny.
Let me see. I mean, the hours of content that the kids have got from this.
The clip ahead fell off.
It does not look good. I'm going to always be honest with you. It looks terrible.
So basically, he was using a razor to shave his head.
Right.
And the clipper attachment...
He's got completely... Has he bald head?
He would have a tight haircut.
Tight haircut, yeah.
But there is definitely some hair
a few
there.
Tufts.
Yeah. But he was doing the shave. Yeah. The attachment fell off. It absolutely scalped him. So there was a big, very tight patch in the middle
gunk,
of his head.
Almost gunk.
Yeah. And so he had to then commit to that and do the whole head.
The whole head.
But he does pull it off because it's David Beckham and he looks good whatever he does.
So he's just setting another trend.
Exactly,
really.
That's it. It's the look of the summer now.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but Victoria was quite honest about it.
And quite amused by the sounds of it as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's good news. And actually, so he does his own hair. Do you know who does their own teeth?
Who?
Apparently this is true.
Like brushes their own teeth?
No. Does their own dentistry.
What?
Honestly.
Who?
Do you know the comedian Bob Mortimer?
Well, he has a wonderful set of teeth.
He does. I think
they're Delph, aren't they?
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what do you mean he does his own dentistry?
He says he bought a kit. And this was on Would I Lie to You. And everybody would say, well, that's a lie.
Clearly,
definitely.
Yeah.
But it was actually true.
But what the hell?
He has, I don't know. There's some equipment he has. And he lies down in his kitchen and has a light over his head.
Is it a fear of dentists that he doesn't like going?
I don't know.
Just go to the dentist. Don't mess with your teeth.
Exactly. Anyway, Charlie XCX has got hitched.
Yes, she is now a married woman. So herself and her fiancé, George Daniel, who is a drummer in the 1975, they made it official over the weekend. It was a very Charlie XCX style wedding. Very cool. It was very chill. She looked amazing in a mini Vivienne Westwood dress and her trademark black shades. But this was the small kind of official wedding. There was only about 20 people at it. And then from what I can gather, I haven't got the invite yet, but it is on the way. There is a big celebration in Sicily later on this year.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get get one too.
Of course, yes.
Charlie and you. Big.
So just 20 people?
Just 20.
Do they have apples?
I'm sure there are so many apples.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.